Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Davis, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the top historians of our time. He's certainly our historian in the Brain Trust. His new book is called Strong Man, The Rise of Five Dictators and the Fall of Democracy. This is a brand spanking new book, folks. You're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to give one away. Hey, Ken, in your book, you talk about the decline of democracy on the planet in the last 15 years. What do you mean by that?
Well, Jim, you know, I wrote Don't Know Much About History, which you mentioned kindly, thank you, 30 years ago. It's hard to believe, but it's true. And when I wrote it, it was at that moment when the Soviet Union was about to crumble, the Berlin Wall was coming down, apartheid had ended in South Africa.
And we hope sprang eternal, didn't it?
Hope was higher than it had ever been for what George Bush then called the New World Order. Of course, it didn't come to happen. In so many of those countries, the former communist countries that had been freed in the fall of the Soviet Union, democracy sprang up, but it has now been reversed, and you can go down the list. So in 15 years in a row, there has been a decline of democracy around the world as a lot of fledgling democracies have gone back towards authoritarianism and the rise of strongman. Turkey, Poland, Hungary,
Venezuela.
Of course, Russia under Putin and China, the Philippines, and quite a few South American countries. It's not particular to any one region. And that's a complicated
story.
Why do you think it is?
What do you think? Is there something in the water? In Russia's case, were these people just so unused to being self-determined that they needed a strong man? What do you think?
I think historically you can make that case in some respects.
Certainly in Russia's case. You gotta look at Russia that way, don't you?
That is certainly the history, that there was never any seeds of a true democracy planted that then took hold and could flourish. You have a history, not of history of 100 years, but of centuries of rule by czars, followed by rule by Stalin.
Culture is a very tangible intangible, isn't it?
It is, but on the other hand, I'm going to say just to prick this a little bit, on the other hand, you had for most of that time a very, very powerful voice for the idea of democracy and extending democracy around the world. And that voice, of course, was the voice of the United States.
That's right.
In many respects, that voice has been muted in recent times. And I think that that's an important thing that we have to take into consideration.
Well, and that's the argument here in the United States. Do we make, trying to make the world in our image, and I think the problem we've got, and I think we got it. It's got to be said that your argument here is not a political one. I mean, it's not Democrat or Republican. It's an American thing, I think. But the argument against this is, you know, colonization, right? Nation building. We shouldn't be making other countries in our image, but we certainly should be exporting the concept of self-determination. I think that. What do you think?
That's exactly right. Now, colonization or building territories or changing regimes and installing something that we want is not the same as expanding democracy.
Right.
And we have to make that distinction.
That's right.
But we've had this rise of nationalism around the world, a hyper-nationalism, the notion that many people feel that the idea of globalism, which has had extraordinary good effects for millions of people around the world, has also created another set of problems, and that problem is being addressed in some respects by nationalism.
One of the things that happened, the quest for resources.
These are the things that created World War One, and we don't want to go there again. Obviously,
that's a really good point there. But the thing is you know, everything there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? Newton's law is alive and well, because as we help the world come into the 21st century, beginning in the end of the 20th century, it took a toll on us. I mean, nothing is free, right? Every time when we help another country with their economy, it came at a little bit of a cost to us, little by little. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people are dealing with right now. But the sad news is that when those countries evolved and progressed, they didn't necessarily progress toward good democratic in a good democratic direction. I'll give you the last thoughts for now.
I'm going to give you the contrast, and this is a fascinating conversation in a different direction. The contrast to that is on October 7th in 1947, Harry Truman was the president. He asked people, American people, to not eat meat on Mondays and to save a slice of bread because Europe was starving. The idea then was to help those democracies survive the post-war period. That eventually morphed into the Marshall Plan, which actually did do that. Mm-hmm. It took a long time for that idea of planting democratic capitalism in Western Europe to take hold, but look what it ultimately created. It was one of the most successful things in the history of the world. We moved away from that idea.
I've got to wrap it up. Let's continue this conversation. Will you come back soon?
I'll be back anytime, and I'll make sure the book is in your hands, and it's out now, both book and audio form. You can find out more about it at don'tknowmuch.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.